Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, greetings, greetings. Welcome to the Rastafari podcast right here for the third day of the Shabuah, third day of the week. I and I call it the strong, keeping it sabbatically strong here. It's today's daily psalm, Psalm 33. Here we're in the fifth sabbatical study, Chaye, the life of Sarah. Yes, the matriarch and the link with the Tege Menin, according to the words of Dormawi Negusa Neges, Kramawi Halasalase, as Sarah was to Abraham. Therefore, I and I, Rastafari, called chosen and faithful, that seed, the seed shall be called in Isaac. Here, for the Tuesday podcast. Oh.
Glory to the Most High Jah, Rastafari, King of Kings, Lords of Lords, conquering Lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of God, light of the world, is thee, his Imperial Majesty, Emperor Hail Selassie. Protect my son David as he traveled this lonely path. Steer my son far from bloody men who surround him with opinions sharp as daggers. Bless him with a vision to distinguish friends from foes. Bless his listeners with understanding and patience. Remind the critics that all judgment belongs to thee. May the words of thy mouth and the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy presence, Selah.
Watch out.
have done for I. When my friends try to fight me down,
Lord of Lords and Savior, Lord of Lords.
Hallelujah, Rastafari. Peter Tosh right there, Rastafari is. And here, the Rastafari podcast here for the Tuesday podcast, the T2T Testify Tuesday. And here we have the standing psalm, the evening psalm right here, Psalm 82.
Psalm 82.
Mizmor Pevet,
מזמור
לאסף,
God standeth in the congregation of the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty.
Elohim ניצב בעדת אל, 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 אל.
He judgeth among the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods.
בקרב אלוהים
ישפוט. How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth. For thou shalt inherit all nations, inherit all nations, inherit all nations, inherit all nations.
Yeah. This brings us to the Rhema tune, the right now tune for the evening psalm, Psalm 82. Unjust judges. This is unjust judges of I and I. People speaking about Yisrael. Psalm 82, it says, I say to ye, God is speaking to the B'nai Yisrael. The Torah says that ye are the children of God. So here we have to do right. And the rights of the poor. Got to remember the rights of the poor. Rosh Shiloh. Yes, sir.
Liberating all Africans, that is Rasta mission. So
Shiloh, right to the poor, bringing out the meaning and the spirit, the irit, the spirit of the evening psalm that the sages appointed here, according to the royal order here for the third day of the Shavua, Psalm of Asaph, the gatherer, Psalm 82. Elohim standeth in the congregation of El, of Hail, of the mighty. He judgeth amongst the Elohim, speaking of the sons of Israel. How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked, of the ratchet? Selah, pause. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy, rid them out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the ratchet. They know not, neither will they understand. Meditation on that. They know not. Some don't know, neither will they understand, but they still need to be defended. They still need to be delivered out of the hand of the ratchet. They know not, neither will they understand. Overstand, understand. They walk on in darkness, all the foundations of the earth are out of course. Look around. Here's the verse that have a lot of people doing all type of speculations, but this was speaking to the sons of Israel, the connection of the gods, the Elohim, and also the judges, the Shoftim of Israel. Here, verse 6, I have said, ye all are Elohim. All of you are children of Elyon. Of the Most High Elyon. But ye all shall die like men and fall like one of the princes because of the injustice that those who were given Jah's direction, instructions, had done and allowed to be done. Verse 8, the resurrection. Arise, O Elohim, judge the earth, for thou, the eyes, shall inherit all nations. So this message, communication, first to the Yehudi, first to the Jew, and then to the Gentiles, then to all nations, black or white, irrespective, as Ayah Bingi say. You know what it says? To black and white down presses? Yes, I, for all nations. Fredlocks, right here. Study Chaye, Chaye, the life of the lives, the life of Chaye, Sarah, the life of Sarah, and also the Rhema word, Rastafari Rhema word, the connection with the Tege, Menon, I and I, Queen Mother, yes, I, Queen Omega, as some refer to her, but here we have the Rastafari Abraham and the Rastafari Sephari Sarah. So here the Haye Sarah, here the Hebrew first words here. Let's just go through a little bit.
Sabbatical study, this Ainai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shalom, Chavarim, Shalom. Hebrew first words here for this fifth weekly Torah portion, reading and feeding Ainai Rastafari, sabbatical studies, and for this Shabbat strong, Shabbat Chayi Sarah, the life of Sarah. Hebrew first words here, picking up with the first book of Moshe, of Moses, the Hebrew book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 23, verse 1, from low degrees to high degrees, beginning of the KJV. And Sarah was 127 years old, these were the years of the life of Sarah. Hebrew first words here for this fifth Torah portion, reading and feeding Ainai sabbatical studies, and for this Shabbat strong. Vayehiyu chaye Sarah mea shana ve'asarim shana ve'sheba shanim shene chaye Sarah. And Sarah was 127 years old. These were the years of the Chayi Sarah. These were the years of the life of Sarah. Hebrew first words here for this fifth sabbatical study in Ainai sabbatical studies in this semester here. Fifth Torah portion, Chaye Sarah, Hebrew first words, Ani Chozer, I repeat, Vayehiyu Chaye Sarah Mea Shana Ve Asarim Shana Ve Sheba Shanim Shene Chaye Sarah. And Sarah was 127 years old. These were the years of the life of Sarah.
Yes, yes, yes. Here, Hebrew first word.
Sabbatical study. This Ainai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat.
Shabbat.
Strong.
Strong.
Here. Okay, a little additional reasoning here. We had something from a previous T to T testify Tuesday, and there's a lot here, especially considering what His Majesty said concerning Etege Menon, a lot to be built on and a lot to be further uncovered, discovered, rediscovered. But here, basic kind of a rabbinical interpretation here on this chapter, chapter 23. Now, there's a midrash, a study note right here, that Genesis chapter 23, verse 1, recorded that, quote, the life of Sarah was 127 years, rather than stating that 127 years. So some of the scholars of Torah, like Ainai, and studying the word, his revealed revelation of himself, he who be, we be, will say, well, how come we have the reading that Chaye Sarah, the Chaye, the life, the lives, the life of Sarah was 127 years rather than 127 years. Some might think, well, maybe it's just poetical, but not just that, right? So the deduction, the reasonment was that the righteous, the tzaddik, the tzaddiki, the righteous, the zadok, the tzaddikim, are whole, are holistic, and they are unblemished, not spotted by chatiyat, by uckery, lack, sin, forfeiture, so that the years reported whole, like completely in the scriptures, in the Bible. Thus, the Midrash, the study, the Midrash, it taught that at the age of 20, Sarah was as at the age of 7 in beauty, like a very young, undefiled girl, a young daughter. And at the age of 100, she was as at the age of 20 in terms of sin or augury. The age below which providence, referring to one of the revealed names of he who be, who he be, had in the previous Torah reading and feeding. Hebraically, what is providence? What does providence mean? You hear one speaking about providence as though it is a name or attribute of the deity, the divinity of God. Well, providence, hebraically, is found in the Jehovah Jireh from the KJV translation, Jehovah Jireh, or Yahweh Yireh, or as I now would say, Jehovah Iri, Yahweh Yireh means that he who be who he be will provide, Yireh, but literally in the Hebrew, Yireh from Re'ah, to see, Yireh would be that he who be who he be, he will see to it. Exiare yayal, yazegajal, he will prepare like providence, providing for, or more directly and literally in the Hebrew, yirei bamarinyan emhark yayal, he will see. So providence, see the age of 20, Hebraically, is the age below which providence does not punish for chatiyat, for sin, for akri. Now, some will say, what? Well, we can go into that even according to the Torah, the scripture, and find something very, very interesting, you know, there that proves that there is a certain age in which providence, provida, break down the word provida, just with the etymology of the English, basic, from low degrees to high degrees. Pro means before, and vida, right, coming from the Latin, Vini, Vidi, Vici, I came, I saw. Vine, I came. Vidi, I saw. Vici, or in the more ancient pointing of the Latin, it will be pronounced as Vini, Vidi, Vici, Wikipedia, conquering. Anyway, the Vidi, like in video, means to see. So pro vida means like seeing before. But then Hebraically in the divine name, Yahweh, Jehovah Jireh, will see to it. So let's say when we say to a person, like they say, can you do me such and such? Or I'll look out for you. I'll see about it. Right? Doesn't mean literally you're going to see about it, but you're going to provide, you know. You're going to provide. So Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana had interpreted these words right here from Ecclesiastes, from Kohelet. The book that's known as Ecclesiastes in the Hebrew is Kohelet. Kohelet means the preacher. In Ecclesiastes 1 and 5, the sun rises and the sun sets. Well, actually, in the Hebrew, you know, some people say, oh, if the Bible is divine, why it says the sun rises, like the sun, you know, rises, you know. But actually, it doesn't really say the sun rises. The translator translates that. It means the light rises up. The light rises up over the earthly plane, and the light goes forward to say the sun rises, sun sets. But Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana interpreted the words the sun rises and sun sets from Ecclesiastes 1 and 5 to teach that before Hailahim, the power, causes the sun of one righteous person to set, Hailahim, the power, Ha Elohim, causes the sun of another and other righteous person to rise. The sun. You know, there's a verse in Malachi where it talks about the Son of Righteousness. It was seeking to bring out also that fullness of the revelation, even the divine feminine, right? The divine feminine in he who be who he be. You do know that in the male is the X and the Y, and he created man, humanity, in his image after his likeness, male and female, he created them. So, yes, we do say he who be who he be, because it is he who be who he be. But there's also she who is revealed, especially when we study the scriptures. In that verse from Malachi, you know the verse that speaks of the Son of Righteousness, of healing in his wings? Actually, in the Hebrew, it says with healing in her wings. I first discovered that when going through the Metzaf Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals of the Conquering Lion, the Tribe of Judah, the Root of David, his Imperial Majesty, Haile Selassie, the First Bible. And then when I checked it out in the Hebrew, I said, it says the same thing they are. But the translator says, the Son of Righteousness of healing in his wings, but the Hebrew actually say healing in her wings. So in some cases, right, the Son is expressed Hebraically as she. I point this out because here in a little bit of the additional scholarly interpretation, the Targum here to Genesis chapter 23, the first aliyah for this fifth sabbatical study, Chaye Sarah, in a breakdown in the bill, Ecclesiastes 1 and 5 is brought out. The sun rises and sun sets. The sun sets. What does this teach? It teaches us that before Ha'elohim, Ha'elohim, the power, causes the sun of one righteous person to set, that light to go forward. Ha'elohim, Ha'elohim, causes the sun of an other righteous person to rise up, Zarah, to rise up. Another interesting note, we have the consort, the wife and the queen, of Dagmawi Minyalik, according to the Israelites of Ethiopia, the righteous Ethiopian Hebrews, we have Dagmawi Minyalik, Dagmawi the second, Minyalik the second, Menelik. What's her name? What's the consort? What's the queen's name? Etege, right? Taitu is from another expression of the Amharic Ethiopic word for sun, Sahai. Sometime with the Tadai, at other times with the Ta, Te and Te. These are very hard, emphatic sounds. So we have Taitu, right? From Taitu, Sahaitu. Sahai. The E2 part there, it feminizes the word, and it also makes it like, you know, like in Spanish. In Spanish, they have this as well at the end of certain words, like, you know, Juanito, you know, like, you know, that E2 part right there. It's a kind of interesting linguistic connection. But Taitu's name would mean the sun, but like a little sun. I bring this out right here because where the Midrash builds on this part of our sabbatical study for the life of Sarah, and Sarah, according to the likeness and the words of Garmawi Negus Neges, his imperial majesty Garmawi Haile Selassie would be, I, queen mother, would be Etege Menen, right? Etege Menen, because as Sarah was to Abraham, his majesty, so was she to me. So again, the sun rises and the sun sets, and also in Malachi, where it says the Son of Righteousness with healing in his wings. I know some of the King James only ain't right Israelites are going to be mad at this. They're going to say we wrong and all of that, but go study it. Study to show yourself approved, and also recognize where you heard it here first, right? That should read, the Son of Righteousness with healing in her wings. So before Ha'elohim, the power causes the son of one righteous person to set, Ha'elohim, the power causes the son of another righteous person to rise. So what does this mean here? Thus, the Midrash, the study, teaches that before Ha'elohim, Ha'elohim, the power, Exiarihar, the sustainer, allowed Sarah, her son, to set, Ha'elohim caused Rivka, or Rebecca, Rebecca's son to rise. Therefore, we find even from the previous, near the ending of the fourth sabbatical study where we had Genesis chapter 22, focus verses 20 to 23, it first says, behold, Milcah, she also has born children. And Bethuel begot Rebecca. Bethuel begot Rebecca. You see, sometimes we're reading the scripts and we're like, okay, here it's talking about this, then it brings in this right here. And it might not often like make sense to, say, a Western Gentile perspective. But when you study the Hebrew science, we begin to recognize why that is there. This is the connection, what the Midrash, the study teaches, that before the power, the true good, the true God, allowed Sarah's son to set, that Hilahim caused, Jock caused Rebecca's son to rise. Thus, from the previous sabbatical study, before we get here to the Chaye Sarah and the death of Sarah, it told us that, behold, Milcah, Abraham and Sarah's relatives, in-laws, before Milcah, behold, Milcah, she also has born children. And then it breaks down that Bethuel begot Rebekah. So the new matriarch, before the matriarch, Sarah, before she goes forward, we have a new matriarch on the rise. And it's very significant when we study from a Hebrew perspective, you know, the divine feminine and the role of woman, especially the righteous woman, is honored. This is often lost in counterfeit Western whitewashed Christianity, but it's brought out from the true Hebrew studies. And then after that, in Genesis chapter 23, verse 1, what does it read? And the lifetime, the chaye, the life, the lives, the high, yes, I, high, the chaye Sarah was 100 years. Once while lecturing, one of the ancient sages, scholars of Torah, Rabbi Akiva, he had asked, why did Hester, Aster, the one we know from the English translation as Esther, why does she deserve to reign over 127 provinces? This is indicated in Esther, Aster, in Hester, in Esther chapter 1, verse 1. In the world of Amharic, we say Esther as Aster. You know, Aster in the Hebrew, Hester, right? In English, Esther. Note the number. Do the math. 127. What does it say of the life of Sarah? The life of Sarah, the Chaye Sarah, was 127 years. It doesn't say 127. It says was 127 years. But check this. It's 127, right? All the same. So Esther, she deserved to reign. Esther, I sister, I daughter, right, over there in Persia, what they call modern-day Iran, Iran, he ran, she ran, well, Iran, right? Iran is Persia, and Persia is the end of the Babylonian matrix. That's why whenever you start to hear Persia and Iran in the news, you know what I mean, stand in the holy place. But Esther deserved to reign over 127 provinces. This is indicated to us in Esther chapter 1, verse 1. Rebbe Akiva, he taught that the reason was this. Let Esther, the descendant of Sarah, who lived for 127 years, according to what Genesis chapter 23, verse 1 reports, make her come and reign over 127 provinces. So here we get one righteous woman, the matriarch Sarah, the connection, even a connection with Esther, who reigned over 127 provinces from India, right, from Hodu, right, Hodu in the Hebrew is India, India. She reigned from India to Ethiopia. Now, let's just note this right here. Noting that Genesis chapter 23, verse 2, what does it report to us? It reports that Sarah died in a place called Kiryat Arba, What does Kiryat Arba, KJV, it translated as Kiryat, but really the J is a Y, so Kiryat, Kiryat Arba, Arba. What's Kiryat Arba? Literally, the Kiryat Arba is the city of four, the city of four. So Sara died in the city of four or in Kiryat Arba. A midrash, the midrash is the study, Hebraically is the study, comes from that root of seeking. Like it says in the scriptures, seek Hila him, seek the true good, the true God, seek Jehovah while he may be found. How do we seek him? We seek him through his revealed revelation, through Torah, through scripture, right? And seeing that word in reality. A midrash had taught that the city had four names. The city where Sarah is reported in Genesis chapter 23, verse 2, to have died, the city, Kiryat Arba, the city of four, had four names. What are the four names? Eshkol, Mamre, Kiryat Arba, and Hebron. And Hebron. Now, Hebron is very, very significant, especially with the divine, the monarchy of King David, Hebron, right? Hebron. But the Midrash taught that it was called Kiryat Arba. Why? Because four righteous men dwelt there. Four. Who are the righteous men who dwelt there? The man named Anir, the man named Eshkol, the man named Mamre, who Torah tells us he was Confederate, right? Even though he was from one of the Ites, you know, the Ites that later on we had to deal with them to sword because they was not like these righteous ones who were not you could say they were not Shemites, but they were righteous. So there's righteous among all nations. There's Anir, there's Eshkol, and there was Mamre, and there was Abraham. And four righteous men were circumcised there. Who are these four righteous men that were circumcised there? Abraham, Anir, Eshkol, and Mamre. Four righteous men were buried there. Who were the four righteous men who were buried there? Adam, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And four matriarchs. Four matriarchs were buried there. Who are the four matriarchs buried in Kiryat Arba, the city of four? Hawa, Heva, Zoe, also known as Eve, Sarah, Rebecca, Rebecca, and Leah. And Leah. Look more right here because we like to build on this right here so we can have a more, we can more appreciate, right? Appreciate what we have here in our Torah studies. Now, there's a midrash, a study. It deduced from the words we find in Genesis chapter 23, verse 2, where it says that Abraham came to mourn for Sarah and to weep for her. What's interesting is in the passing of Etege Menin, of Empress Menin, we also have some of the key words of mourning and weeping connecting with what His Majesty says and what was done, and then he gives us overtly, as Sarah was to Abraham, so was Etege Menin. So here's a connection with the call chosen, the faithful Rastafari being as that Yitzhak, and also His Majesty sent Archbishop Yitzhak to teach us the true Tawahido teaching, the true teaching of the true church and the professing church. But here in Genesis chapter 23, verse 2, Abraham came to mourn for Sarah and to weep for her. In Genesis 23 and 2, that Abraham or Abraham came directly, check it, directly from Mount Moriah. Remember what happened at Mount Moriah? And the binding, the Akedah of Yitzhak. It's not the sacrifice of Isaac, it was the binding, right? That binding of Isaac, which is like a covenant, right? That covenant, as a covenant is a binding contractual agreement. So here the scripture teaches us in the Midrash and the study that Abraham came directly from Mount Moriah and the binding of Yitzhak. The Midrash, the study also told that at the very moment that we have in Genesis chapter 22, verses 11 to 12, the ancient study of the scripts teach us here that the angel, the Malak, Yahweh, Malak, Yahuwah, the Malak, the angel of Jehovah, stilled Abraham from sacrificing Yitzhak. Now, some would say, why would God do this? Well, what ones need to read and study is the Metafe Kufale, the Book of Jubilees. It brings out the full of this. But here, the angel of Jehovah has stopped Abraham from sacrificing Yitzhak, Isaac, the Satan. Now, what's interesting that in the Ethiopic Book of Jubilees, right, like the Ethiopic Book of Enoch, the Israelites of Ethiopia and the faithful Ethiopian Hebrews had preserved these ancient documents. Some accepted this and said, truly, the Ethiopian claims are true. Other haters, basically, and some haters today, they say, oh, look, we have the Dead Sea Scrolls. But note this, the Dead Sea Scrolls just testified to what the Ethiopians were the first testifiers to. It brings out Mastema. There's one who's called Mastema. We find this in the Ethiopic Book of Jubilees. It's another name of a hater or of Hasatan. That Hasatan was said to have appeared to Sarah in the guise or disguise, in the guise of Yitzhak. When Sarah saw him, she asked what Abraham had done to him. You know, fear, you know what fear is, false evidence appearing real. He, Hasatan, or also known as Mastema, he told Sarah that Abraham had taken him to a mountain, built Mizbeah, her altar, placed wood up on it, tied him down to it, and took a knife and slaughtered him. No, they said the devil is a liar. Diablo's a liar. And that had not Ha Elohim told him not to lay hold of him, Abraham would have slaughtered him. And it is said that as soon as he finished speaking, Sarah's soul departed. Now, here's what's very interesting, right? When we study the scripts, right, the previous Torah reading and feeding from the fourth sabbatical study, it ended at Genesis chapter, the end of chapter 22. We pick up here the fifth here, and the first thing that we have right after Mount Moriah, which later on becomes Yerushalayim, you know, where the temple was and the temple is, right? Also, we have the binding of Isaac, right? That right after that incident, we come to this chapter here, and boom, it says, Chaye Sarah, the life of Sarah, and Sarah died, boom, at Kiryat Arba. Explain. The Gemara, it deduced from the use of the verb came, in the Hebrew came, in the account of Genesis chapter 23, verse 2, where it says, and Abraham came to mourn. No, check. And Abraham came to mourn for Sarah and to weep for her, that Abraham delayed Sarah's funeral, her burial, the funeral, until he could travel to where her body lay. Even in the language says that he came. So where did he come from? Where was he at? According to the first book of Moshe, Bereshit, Genesis, in chapter 22, this is where the whole binding and the whole incident concerning the, quote, sacrifice slash binding of Isaac occurred. He came to mourn for Sarah. So there was a delay of Sarah's funeral until he could travel to where her body lay. Now, the Gemara is like, okay, let me put it like this for the Rastafari. You know, selected speeches of His Majesty. And if one don't have a copy, can order a hard copy, LOJS.org. We have that in the reprint as well as the soft copy. The PDF copy is available. The Gemara is threefold. You have You have general education, right? General education. You have special education, and you have higher education. Judaically and Hebraically in our teachings, we have the Gemara. The Gemara would correspond like to higher education, right? Like we talk about the metaphysical. But if one don't understand the earthly type, the natural type, the physical type, then the metaphysical is not metaphysical. It's just meta. Meta means above or beyond. But you need to have a foundation. You know, like when you say overstanding. People talk about overstanding, yet they don't have no good standing. We heard this meme that people be circulating around out about talking about, well, if people would know the Bible, understand, no, they say if they would understand Black history, they say, like some say African history or Black history, like they know the Bible and the Quran, then like things would be good for Black or African people. And I say, hold up for a moment. That sounds like a nice meme. But the fact is that most Black people, I don't care if they're church going since they look, most of them don't know the Bible, right? And most of these kind of Muslims, most of them, not all Black people, they don't even know the Quran. Some of them can't even speak Arabiya Fusha, which is the Quranic Arabic. All they're relying on is translation, right? So people really say things, and you have to think about it. It sounds nice, right? But the Gemara is a higher study of the basics. So the Gemara further taught that Sarah would have been pleased, should she had lived, that Abraham delayed, right, her, you know, delayed his, he stayed his hand and what he didn't do, but delayed her funeral so that he could eulogize her. Because imagine, he gets the word, right? He gets the word, right, that she passed away right around the time that he had just done this thing or this whole incident. He didn't kill Isaac or nothing like that, but, you know, we see how it could have been, right, if it was not for the angel of Jehovah. And a note here, right, the angel Jehovah, right, from the true Hebrew studies of Robeinu, of I and I Rabbi, Yeshua HaMoshiach, the angel of the Lord is actually the pre-incarnate Yeshua HaMoshiach as the son of the power. We'll get into that a little bit more. The true Trinity is the Hebrew Trinity. The true Elohim is the Hebrew Elohim. Other Elohim, other gods are false gods or pseudo gods or no gods. Other Trinities are pseudo Trinity. Rav Ashi deduced from the next verse, Genesis 23:3, just a little more of a build right here, just on the ABCs or the Abu Ghi, first three Hebrew letters, like 1, 2, 3 is right here, the third verse right here, Genesis 23:3. One scholar of Torah deduced from the reasoning that as long as a person has the obligation to bury a body, it is as if the corpse lay before the person. Once again, as long as a person has the obligation, that's why even in the Nazarite vow, because many of I and I, Rastafari, have said, some say, well, I'm under the vow of a Nazarite. Okay, well, if that's so, that, well, I'm supposed to avoid the dead and all dead. Well, okay, that's so. But then it also has a clause there. That clause, if you come at any dead body, or if it be one who is close to you, who you have an obligation to bury. You see, before they didn't have what they call it today, like undertakers. The person that was an undertaker, for example, if I am the eldest male, right, of my family. There's other sons, other brothers and everything, but I'm the eldest male. And either our Ab or our Aim, our Ab or our Imma, right, passes away. It is my obligation. So if I have a vow of a Nazarite, right, on me, I took this vow of a Nazarite, and my mama or my papa passed away, what am I going to say? Call for the undertaker. There's no undertaker. That's your job. That's how you honor your mother or father. You say, well, look at my locks. Well, you just cut it. You deal with that, right? Because what you have to do is you have to prepare the body. It's what we have in the Brit Chadasha with Yeshua, right? Where we have Mary Magdalene, and the other woman that go there to basically prepare the body. Later on, some say a tradition occurred where the woman maybe took over that role and responsibility more so, but it was one's responsibility. A husband, right? If it's your wife, who's supposed to do that? See, today we got the Undertaker because we're in spiritual Egypt. You know, they made a big institution around the dead. That's why it's amazing that when somebody passes away, many times more money is spent on the person at one time passing away than probably ever been spent on them one time when they lived. Because you want to have them have a good funeral, sending home. They'll be so pleased. No, they won't. They don't know nothing. But anyway, let's go on right here. If one has the obligation to bury a body, or they don't know about these nothings, right? If one has the obligation to bury a body, it is if the corpse lay before the person. In Genesis chapter 23, verse 3, it says, and Abraham rose up from before his dead. What does this indicate? Why does it say that? You see, when we as Yehudi, right, even we, the black Jews, when we study this since it's our thing, right, we study this. Right, just like people, we study in a lot of nonsense in the world, right? But we study this. We give honor to this, right? We study to show ourselves approved. When it says Abraham rose up from before his dead, curious language, ain't it? He rose up from before his dead. Before his dead, he rose up. What does it indicate? It indicates that he departed from the presence of Sarah's body. Her body was there in front of him. You know, this is his wife. No doubt he had just come back from Moriah, right? And probably got word that his wife had passed, right? Because we noticed that from chapter 23, right? I mean, chapter 22 to this chapter, this Torah portion, it begins off indicating that she had passed away. And then in Genesis chapter 23, the next verse, it says what? That I may bury my dead out of my sight, out of my sight. He didn't say, oh, let me call the undertaker and how much would it cost to do this. So this is why when we read in Numbers chapter 6 concerning the vow of the Nazarite, and it says if one, you know, come at any dead body, and he used that term, come at any dead body, like when it says that Abraham, right, when it says that Abraham had, where is it, he had come to mourn. Right? You know, you have to now deal with your loved one, so forth and so on. It doesn't mean that you are less of a Nazarite. It means that, you know, there's a temporary, interruption in fulfilling that particular vow. And even in the same chapter, you continue it. You see, there's a divine hierarchy, right? Rastafari is not a hierarchy. Same sight, you hear? So when it says in Genesis chapter 23, verse 4, that I may bury my dead out of my sight, showing that Abraham still spoke as if Sarah's corpse were laying before him. Now, this status, it affects a person's obligation to perform other commandments. So when it says in the 10 words, right, to honor thy father and thy mother. When one's father and mother passed, even in ancient times, it was that family had to deal with it, and particularly, you know, who was the older or the honorable, the firstborn, or who was there that was responsible for that. They had to deal with that. There was no outsourcing of that. Now, after Egypt, you know, in Egypt, they made a big institution about it. You know what I mean? And we can tell they made a big institution about it. And what reminds me today is it's like today, nowadays time, right? It's a whole big function, right? I'm talking about the course and all of the vanity that's associated with it that often is lost sight of, that one has lost their loved one. Anyway, be that as it may, one more little point here. A basic point right here. Another teacher, scholar of Torah, Yohanan, had taught that we learn from the words in Genesis 23 and 3, and Abraham rose up from before his dead and spoke. He rose up from before his dead and spoke. See, even when it says his dead, that's Who is the dead one? It's his wife, his dead. It even says concerning the priests who are not to defile themselves, it says that they may do so if that one be a near of kin. And that is, you know, once after they take care of that, basically they, you know, go through the cleansing process and they return to their duties. Same thing with the vow of the Nazarite. Right? In Genesis chapter 23 and 3, Abraham rose up from before his dead and spoke that one whose dead lays before him is exempt, it is said, from reciting the Shema. What's the Shema? Right? The Shema, right, is the Shema Yisrael, Yahuwah Eloheinu, Yahuwah Echad, or as it said, as we taught the other Jews, right? Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, right? As the verse implies that until Sarah's burial, Abraham did nothing but make arrangements. He did nothing else but make arrangements. He had to make arrangements. The Gemara, the higher study of the scripture, it expanded. It expanded on the conversation between Hailahim, between the true good, the true God, the almighty power, and HaSatan, and Satan, the adversary, Mastema, that we have in Job chapter 1, verses 6 to 8, to teach that Abraham's patience, his patience in receiving the promised land, even in the face of the need to buy land. Get this? Abraham was told that come out of Ur of the Chaldees to land that I will show you. Check. He wasn't told where the land was, right, or what kind of land it was. Right now, if I say, bro, let's come out of here and go to land that John's going to show us. Once again, I'm going to ask, where is this? How long is it? What kind of people there? I got to be prepared. But Abraham, to the divine word, right, he had that patience. He had that faithfulness. And he had patience in receiving the promised land, even in the face of the need. There was a necessity, a necessity. It was a must and a necessity, as the Rastaman told I and I, a necessity to buy land, to bury Ishto, Isheto, or Seto, in a repointing of Eshet, is Oset, right? Esheto in Genesis chapter 23, verses 3 to 16. This shows faith. This shows faith. Another point on faith, people talk about, oh, it's about belief. It's all about belief. Listen, everybody got belief. Everybody got faith. See, the real question is not belief or faith. It's what you have belief or faith in. But Abraham, he showed the faith in the Ivine, comparable to that of Eob, of Job. See, Job chapter 1, verses 6 to 7, it begins, now, one day, the B'nai Elohim, the sons of the power, they came to present themselves before Yahweh, Jehovah. And HaSatan and Satan, the adversary, came among them, the prosecutor. You can say the prosecutor in the court-related sense, because the court of Jehovah. And Yahweh, Jehovah said to Satan, said to the prosecutor, the judge said to the prosecutor, from where do you come? Then the prosecutor, HaSatan, answered. Right? Then he answered. Now, the Gemara, it taught, the highest study of the Hebrew scripture, taught that Satan then told Hailahim the power, Ribon, Shel HaOlamim, sovereign of the universe, universal sovereign. I have traversed the whole world and found none, no one, so faithful as your servant Abraham. For you said to him, this is based on the ancient reasoning here, arise, walk through the land, the length of it, and in the breadth of it, for to you will I give it. In Genesis 13 and 17. And even so, when he was unable to find any place in which to bury Sarah, Esheto, his Isha, Oseto, his Oset, until he bought one for 400 shekalim of kesef, of silver, of bur, he did not complain against your ways. Couldn't he complain? This is a reasonment on that reasonment. He could complain. He says, well, didn't you say you're going to give me a land and now I have to buy, I have to spend 400? Nah. The faith of Abraham in the true good, the true God. Only then did Hailahim say to HaSatan, the words that we have recorded in Job 1 and 8. Have you considered my servant Abdi Iyob? For there is none, no one like him in the earth, in the earthly plane at that time. Here. Yes, yes, yes. There's a little bit more on this right here. We're going to segue, just breaking down and doing a build on this first chapter, right? Because here we're at 41 minutes right here. Chan. Let's just share a little bit, just a little more. I see the brothers on the board. I don't know if ones and ones have a question or whatnot. We still have to ride up with today's daily psalm and look of the midrash. Hail up to the brothers on the board. I think I see Ra Shimon, Ra Simon right there in the queue. Yeah, I don't know if whether the eye touched the one to come forward a question and a reasoning. If I have one, just hit me up on the WhatsApp. If I can link out on the WhatsApp for a moment, we're going to ride up. I just note that as I look at the board right here. Just a little bit more right here so we can just segue, right? And we'll follow up on that. But here, Berechiah said to Helbo, ancient scholars of Torah, ancient brethren them, right? Taught in the name of Shmuel Bar Nachman, right, that the Valley of Siddim, what's known as the Valley of Siddim, we find this mentioned in Genesis chapter 14, the previous sabbatical study, Torah portion, Genesis chapter 14 and 3, in connection with the battle between the four kings and the five. It's interesting how we refer to it from the Torah. It's called the battle, right, between the four kings and the five kings. Okay, here. Just give me one moment, brothers and sisters. Just doing some housework right here. I'm talking about on the board right here for the podcast, just queuing things up so we can have a good transition right here. Give thanks for your listening. Give thanks for your ears. Also, to get some of the questions, the reasonings, so please either write it down or, you know, talk to text it. You just take note of what the question is. And, you know, that was from this reasoning right here, if you have a question on it. Here, the connection between the battle between the four kings and the five, right? It was called the Valley of Siddim, was also called the Valley of Shaveh, right, which means as one, because there all the peoples of the world had agreed as one. They felled cedar trees. They erected a large dais for Abraham, right, like, you know, almost like a pulpit or like a stage, so to speak. They set him on top and they praised him, saying, right here, in this Torah reading and feeding, in the words of Genesis chapter 23, verse 6, what does it say right here? Hear us, Adonai, my Lord, my sovereign. You are a prince of Elohim. This is what it says in the Hebrew. You are a prince of Ha'el, the power, Ha'elohim. It says mighty prince, right? Just like it says in Psalm 82, verse 1, that Elohim standeth in the congregation of El. But then the translator translates El, as mighty, the congregation of the mighty. Here they said to Abraham, hear us, my Lord, you are a prince of El, a prince of the power of Hael, right, among I and I. They told Abraham that he was king over them. And they also told Abraham, when you read this according to the Hebrew, that he was a god. He was God. He was a god to them. But check this. Abraham replied that the world basically did not lack its king, earth's rightful ruler. And the world did not lack its true power. The world did not lack, right, its true God. And here, gonna segue right here, brothers and sisters, to little Rhema, a little Rhema tune right here, and ride up with today's daily psalm, Psalm 33. But a good segue right here, a good segue right here is which tune? Well, Hail the King. Yeah, Hail the King. Yes, I.
It's time for Israel to praise their King, Almighty Elohim. We know that the times are changing. People, don't lose your spirit, run away. It's time for Israel to praise the King. Though in Yahweh is His name, I'll carry them and I'll help while we're living this way. Living this way. Between the cherubim, Your praises is high in Zion High. Israel can't be denied. It's time for Israel to hail the King. Knowing Yahweh is His name. Come on, people, let's show. Your voice is dancing, and Yahshua's name.
Number. I see you in the queue right there, there. But here. Hopefully we follow up if I have a reason in. So here, I'm going to follow up with today's daily psalm, Psalm 33, a first ear, first hear right here.
Psalm 33. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Praise the Lord with harp. Sing unto him with the psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song. Play skillfully with a loud noise. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. He loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathereth the waters of the sea together as an heap. He layeth up the depth in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the thoughts of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. The Lord looketh from heaven, he beholdeth all the sons of men. From the place of his habitation he looketh upon all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashioneth their hearts alike, he considereth all their works. There is no king saved by the multitude of an host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. And horse is a vain thing for safety, neither shall he deliver any by his great strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death, and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For our heart shall rejoice in him, because we have trusted in his holy name. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us, according as we hope in thee, 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 as we hope in thee.
I'm on fire and I ask my company that and I love to need out and I if I'm right and I suffer my best to break for I and I love to live in prison for I just like that I live for longer I
But things aren't down what they used to realize to stay in the crime that is how they're gonna rise. Seek and yourself find so you get wise. That's how far I am if you survive. Come on and give your praise, so then you live longer, give thanks and praise. So then you get the stronger, just give the praise. Cause love is the answer, just give the praise. Oh, give the praise. So then you get stronger, just give the praise. So then you live in longer, give thanks and praise. Cause love is the answer.
One love a stone from the altar. Here at Safari, that's why me can't falter. Get all loose blood, now go run like no Malta. Here at Safari, heavenly father in Addis Ababa. See the way to care of it all for yourself, yeah. Jaja give your food, trust and provide all yourself, yeah. Emperor Selassie, I restore your health, yeah. Isn't that song, yeah? Golden wealth, yeah, just give your praise. So then you live in longer, you give your praise. So then you get stronger, you give your praise. Cause love is the answer, you give your praise. Okay, come on and give your praise. So then you live longer, give thanks and praise. So then you get the stronger, you give your praise. Cause love is the answer, whoa, whoa, yeah, yeah. Oh,
fire for me, you can't see. Just protect your life over distance and let them see. That's not for I, love is all for the children need. I'm the first that child, well, myself is for the seed. Make sure you can write and make sure you can read. Be honest and never you go deceive. All the blessing of Rastafari will achieve.
Just come on and give your praise. So then you live longer, just give your praise. So then you're getting stronger, just give your praise. Love is the answer, just give your praise. Rastafari, I've done so much for you, don't be neglectful. Whoa, don't be forgetful, yeah, whoa. Rastafari lives and reigns, so give your praise. Cause love is the answer, just give your praise. You know you get no stronger, just give your praise. You know you live longer, just give your praise. Oh, just give your praise. You know you're getting stronger, just give your praise. So then you live longer, just give your praise. As love is the answer,
cause things and times that they use them realize. To stay in the climb, that is how they're gonna rise. Seek and you shall find, and after you get wise. And the fire you're meant to survive. Come on and give your praise. So then you live longer, give thanks and praise. So now you get stronger, just give your praise. That love is the answer, give thanks and praise. Whoa, hey.
give the praise. So then you get stronger, give thanks and praise. So then you live longer, give thanks and praise. God's love is the answer.
Legashun, Agarashun, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zemigashme, Ethiopia Menosh, you know. But we want a next verse with Amalek. But we want a next verse with Amalek.
Bring forth the Bible. 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 Bring forth the Bible.
Let's bring forth the Royal Amharic right here on the Give Thanks and Praise, the Kali version right here, the HSV, the Metzav Kedus, Native Reader, Speaker Abraham Chevudet, today's daily Psalm 33, Psalm 33 right here, yeah.
መዝሙር 32 በቅንፍ 33 የዳዊት መዝሙር። ጻድቃን ሆይ በእግዚአብሔር ደስ ይበላችሁ፣ ለቅኖች ምስጋና ይገባ። እግዚአብሔርን በመሰንቆ አመስግኑ፣ አስር አውታርም ባለው በበገና ዘምሩለት። አዲስ ቅኔም ተቀኙለት፣ በልልታም መልካም ዝማሬ ዘምሩ። የእግዚአብሔር ቃል ቅን ነውና ሥራውም ሁሉ በእምነት ነውና። ጽድቅንና ፍርድን ይወዳል፣ የእግዚአብሔር ቸርነት ምድርን ሞላች። በእግዚአብሔር ቃል ሰማዮች ጸኑ፣ ሰራዊታቸውም ሁሉ ባፍ ውስጥ እንፋስ። የባህርን ውሃ እንደ ረዋት የሚሰበስበው ቀላዮችንም በመዝገቦች የሚያኖራቸው። ምድር ሁሉ እግዚአብሔርን ትፍራ፣ በዓለም የሚኖሩ ሁሉም ከእርሱ የተነሳ ይደንግጡ። እርሱ ተናግሯልና ሆኑም፣ እርሱ አዘዘ ጸኑ። እግዚአብሔር የአሕዛብን ምክር ያጠፋል፣ የአሕዛብንም አሳብ ይመልሳል። የእግዚአብሔር ምክር ግን ለዘላለም ይኖራል፣ የልቡም አሳብ ለልጅ ልጅ ነው። እግዚአብሔር አምላኩ የሚሆንለት ሕዝብ ምስጉን ነው፣ እርሱ ለርስቱ የመረጠው ሕዝብ። እግዚአብሔር ከሰማይ ተመለከተ፣ የሰውንም ልጆች ሁሉ አየ። ከማደሪያው ቦታ ሆኖ በምድር ወደሚኖሩ ሁሉ ተመለከተ። እርሱ ብቻውን ልባቸውን የሰራ ሥራቸውንም ሁሉ የሚያስተውል። ንጉሥ በሰራዊቱ ብዛት አይድንም፣ ኃያልም በኃይሉ ብዛት አያመልጥም። ፈረሱም ከንቱ ነው አያድንም፣ በኃይሉም ብዛት አያመልጥም። እነሆ የእግዚአብሔር ዐይኖች ወደሚፈሩት ናቸው፣ በምሕረቱም ወደሚታመኑ። ነፍሳቸውን ከሞት ያድን ዘንድ በራብም ጊዜ መግባቸው ዘንድ ነፍሳችን እግዚአብሔርን ተስፋ ታደርገዋለች። ረዳታችንና መጠጊያችን እርሱ ነውና ልባችን በእርሱ ደስ ይለዋል፣ በቅዱስ ስሙም ታምነናልና። አቤቱ ምሕረትህ በላያችን ትሁን ባንተ እንደ ታመን።
Mizmor, Mizmor Lamed Gimel, Mizmor Lamed Gamel. Hanenu Tzadikim Bayahowa Lai Sharim, Nawa, Tehila, Hodu, La Yahoa, Bekinor, Be Nevel, Osor, Zamru Low, Shiru Low, Shir Hadash, Heitivu Nagin, Be Terua. Mizmor Lamed Gimel Lamed Gamel Psalm XXXIII. Today's daily psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. And hear, Shema'a Gevir. Hear, after the order of Malachi Tzedek. After the order of Melchizedek, we have today's daily psalm, Mizmor Lamed Gimel, Mizmor Lamed Gamel. Psalm 33, Psalm XXXIII. A song of deliverance, of deliverance. In this Mizmor, the psalmist and I praises, Isis Ha'adan, Adawan. Isis is Adonai, as the sovereign creator, the blameless irator, the sovereign irator, creator, and just ruler of the world, who protects, guides, protects, and vindicates those who reverence, respect him. Aninu Sadiqim by Yahuwah Lai Sharim Nawa Tehila. Rejoice. Ranu Sadiqim. Rejoice, ye righteous, ye Sadiqim. Ranu Sadiqim by Yahuwah Lai Sharim Nawa Tehila. Rejoice in Yahuwah, by Yahuwah, in Jehovah, O ye, O your righteous Sadiqim. For praise Isis, praise is comely for the upright. La Yisharim, for the upright. La Yisharim, Nawa, Tehila, praise, Tehila, Nawa, is beautiful, beautiful, becometh, is comely, is seemly. La Yisharim, for the upright. The opening verse of this psalm, this Mizmor Lamed Gimel, Lamed Gamel, it takes up the call in the last verse of the preceding psalm, and the last verse of the preceding psalm. Simchu Bayahuwah Wigilu Sadiqim, be glad in Yahweh, in Jehovah. Simchu Bayahuwah Wigilu Sadiqim, and rejoice as Sadiqim. Rejoice, your righteous. With Harninu, call Yoshere Leib, and shout for joy. With Harninu, call Yoshere Leib, and shout for joy. Shout for joy, all ye that are upright. Upright, call Yoshrei Leib, all who are upright in heart, heartically speaking. So the opening verse of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Lamed Gimel, Lamed Gamel, Psalm XXXIII, Psalm 33, the opening verse of today's daily psalm, it takes up the call in the last verse of the preceding. It is throughout a hymn of triumph. The verbs are in the plural, and we I and ours also point to a national rather than a personal victory, pointing to a national, a collective of I rather than just an I personal victory. The circumstance which occasioned its composition is not specified, and some say cannot be determined, but this is a song of deliverance, a song of deliverance. Beginning off with the introductory invocation, the Aleph, Beit, and the Gimel, the Gamel verses, the Abu Gida, the Aleph, Beit, Gimel of today's daily psalm, Aranu Sadikim by Yahuwah, Laisharim Nawat Hilla, Hodu La Yahuwah Bikinor, Binavella Asura, Zamru Lo, Shiru Lo, Shir Hadash, Heitivu Anagain. Be teruah. Give thanks. La Yahuwah to Jehovah with harp. Give thanks. Praise. KJV has praise Yahweh. Praise Yahweh. Praise the Lord. Hodu La Yahuwah. Hodu La Yahuwah. Praise Jehovah Bekinor. Praise Jehovah with harp. Bitnevel Asor Zamru Lo. Sing to him Zamru Lo. Chant to him Zamru Lo with psaltery, an instrument of 10 strings. Bitnevel Asor Zamru Lo. Bitnevel Asor. An instrument, the psaltery, the nevel. Instruments, psaltery of 10 strings. Bitnevel Asor Zamru Lo. Shiru Lo. Shir Hadash, Shirulo, sing to him a new song, Shir Hadash, Shirulo, sing to him, Shiru Yah, sing low to him, Shir Hadash, a Shir, a song, Hadash, a new song. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully with a loud noise. Heitivu nagain, bi teruah. Play skillfully with a loud noise. Play skillfully amidst shouts of joy. Amidst shouts of joy. Be teruah. With shouts of joy. Lifting up your voices, your vocal, like a trumpet. The introductory verses, the Aleph, Beit, and the Gimel verses of today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. And hear, Shema Israel, give ear. A new song is appropriate because Yahweh Jehovah is constantly, itinually intervening in the lives and the liberty of Amo, of his people, of Jah people, in fresh and exciting and invigorating, uplifting ways. Play skillfully with a loud shout. Lift up your voice as a trumpet. Heitivu nagain biteruah.
Hallelujah! Rastafari, the teruah.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? The Ethiop, are ye not as children of the Ethiop, children of the Ethiop, are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord.
The Hahuhis, that's Harak right there, but there's also the other chart of the Fidel, which is actually the Hebrew order, the Abu Ghiz. Aleph, Beit, Gimel, Abba, God.
Abba, God, Taya, Kaya, Mana, Sai, Patala, Warasha, Ta.
Lechozer, again, Lechozer. Yes, sir.
Abba Gada,
Awa Zacha,
Taya Kaya, Mana Sai, Patala, Warasha, Ta.
My Hebrew boy, everything takes time.
One Yeah. Hebrew chant, Kali version, give Jah praise.
Mizmor Lamed Gimel. Rannenu tzaddikim badonai, la yesharim nava tehila. Hodu ladonai bechinnor, benevel asor zammeru lo. Shiru lo shir hadash, הטיבו נגן בתרועה, כי ישר דבר אדוני וכל מעשהו באמונה. אוהב צדקה ומשפט, חסד אדוני מלאה הארץ. בדבר אדוני שמיים נעשו, וברוח פיו כל צבעם. כונס כנד מהים, נותן באוצרות תהומות. יראו מאדוני כל הארץ, ממנו יגורו כל יושבי תבל. כי הוא אמר ויהי, הוא ציווה ויעמוד. אדוני הפיר עצת גויים, הני מחשבות עמים. עצת אדוני לעולם תעמוד, מחשבות ליבו לדור ודור. אשרי הגוי אשר אדוני אלוהיו, העם בחר לנחלה לו. משמיים הביט אדוני, ראה את כל בני האדם. ממכון שבטו השביח אל כל יושבי הארץ. היוצר יחד ליבם, המבין אל כל מעשיהם. אין המלך נושע ברוב חיל, גיבור לא ינצל ברוב כוח. שקר הסוס לתשועה, וברוב חילו לא ימלט. הנה עין אדוני אל יראיו, למייחלים לחסדו. להציל ממוות נפשם, ולחיותם ברעב. נפשנו חיכתה לאדוני, עזרנו ומגיננו הוא, כי בו ישמח ליבנו, כי בשם קודשו בטחנו. יהי חסדך אדוני עלינו, כאשר יחלנו לך.
Yes, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Lamed, Gimel, Lamed, Gamel, 33, a song of deliverance. As we brought forward the verbs are in the plural, speaking of we, I and I, and our, right, and point to a national rather than a personal victory. And listen to the Hebrew right there on the Kali, give Jah praise. We noted, what was it, verse, which verse was it here? It's verse 16 and 17. Love when we find this here because people say that like Hail, we say Haile, the power of, like it's in the name, by Hashem, Haile Salah, say this here, woo, 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 woo. Hail is not Hebrew. Well, they don't really know Hebrew. Well, here we have verses 16 and 17 where it says, the king is not saved by the multitude of a host. In the Hebrew, it says, Ain HaMelech. Ain not know HaMelech, know the king, no Sha'ah, no Sha'ah, to be saved, no Sha'ah. No Sha'ah, B'Rav Chayil, B'Rav Chayil. Here we have Chayil, Chayil, the more archaic pointing, even in the G'ez, it's more with the Ch. It gets softened later on in later pointing, this Chayil, but here is Chayil. As we have Chayle, Chayle, the power of, that means that there needs to be a word behind it, the power of, and we have Chayle, Selassie. Here we have the word for a host, like an army, like power, power, Chayil. B'Rav, B'Rav, the word Rav, Rav, right? Rav means like by enough, 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 or a multitude. B' by way of Rav Chayil. But then we read on right here, just a nuance, right, between like power and strength. There's a nuance even in the Afro-Shemitic, the Hebrew, and also in the Royal Amharic. Second part of the verse, it says, a mighty man is not delivered by great strength. A great strength. It says Gibor, a Gibor, Gibor. Like we have Gebra in the Amharic and the Ge'ez. Here we have Gibor. Gibor, like a mighty man, is a Gibor. Gibor, lo yinatzel b'rab koach, koach, koach. As we have the sabbatical, metaphysical, mystic, Kabbalistic chant, the ana b'koach. The ana b'koach, koach, strength. But then when we zoom in down right here, 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 it comes in again right here in verse 17 where it says, a horse is a vain thing for safety. Sheker, sheker, hasus. Sheker in the Hebrew is not the word like hebel, hebel, vain in the sense of hebel ha. Hebalim, vanity of vanities, but sheker is like a lie. Sheker, not to be a lying witness. Sheker, using that word. Sheker, like a lie. Hasus, the horse. A lie is a horse, like li teshua, li teshua, teshua, like Yeshua, teshua, for safety or for salvation. Also, Teshua, Yeshua also means victory. So a horse is a lying thing for victory. Some people think they have horses and chariots. They trust in that. But then getting to the second part of the 17th verse, that neither doth it, speaking of Hasus, Sus, horse, or Sus, right? Neither doth it afford escape by its great strength. And here we have the secondary meaning of like Chayil, right, or the primary meaning really of Chayil, strength, power. It says, u b'rov, the ancient pointing, b'rov. The modern Hebrew, they'll say, u v'rov, right? But the ancient pointing, u b'rov, and in nuffness, nuffness, chelo, 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 a contraction of Chayil, Chayil, chelo. And then from that we get El, 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 right? Chel, Chel, Chelo, Chelo is to say its strength. Chelo, Berob, enoughness, Chelo, of its Chayil, its power. Lo, Yemalate, Lo, not Yemalate. Malate is an interesting word too because in Amharic we have Melete, like to escape. So here in the Hebrew, we also have that same Afro-Semitic root, right? That Shemitic root, lo yemalate, it will not afford escape, or no for it to escape, like not for it to escape. Just to bring this out right here. In hearing this, you know, in hearing the Hebrew chant right there, we saw two places where we had the Hayil, even in modern Hebrew and nowadays Hebrew, the Hayil. Like if you say like Anshe Hayil. In the Bible, Anshe is like men of, like Enosh, mortal men of Anshe Hayil, men of Hayil. Men of Hayil is like soldiers, men of power, Anshe Hayil. Right? So the word Hayil both refers to like a host or like a troop, Berob Hayil, and in verse 16, and then we get to the second part, the Beit, the second part of verse 17, and where it has U Berob Chelo, and by its Nuf robe, like its Rab robe, Nuf of its Chelo. Here, 90 seconds, y'all, 90 seconds, y'all. Just to give ones and ones in the live stream, the overflow, 515-602-9761, 515-602-9761. You can hear now, hopefully. If you don't catch it now, you can catch it on the replay. Tell me the 60-second mark. Look more, we get into the Midrash right here. But like to bring out those senses here, because when we hear some people saying senseless things like, oh, Hayil and Hayilis Selassie, that's not even Hebrew. We already know is that they're dumb as luck and they spoke presumptuously, because Hayil, right, is in the Hebrew and it's also in the Ge'ez and it's also in the Amharic, and the Amharic is a Afro-Kamito-Hamito-Shemitic language. In other words, Hebrew and Amharic is like a Creole in a sense. While Ge'ez is more purely Shemitic, right, in the words it uses. For example, in Amharic, the word that we use for like dog, for example, is the word wisha. The word we use for water is wuha. In ancient Egypt, that was one of the words also used for dog is usha. Also, a healer is a usha as well. And the word for water, we have wuha, wuha. What is very interesting is that in Ge'ez, also Tigrinya, up in the north, the Shemitic-speaking north, so what's happening in even Ethiopia is a very old thing, a bad thing, but an old thing, you know, among, you know, the Shemitic and the Hamitic speakers, and the Amharic speakers are kind of caught in the middle, because Amharic, like Hebrew, is called linguistically an Afro-Shemitic language. You can see a Hamito, a Kamito, like Ham, Shem and Japheth, a Hamito is a Creole, right? So the word for dog in Hebrew is like the word for dog in the Ge'ez is Kaleb, like Kaleb, remember the man Kaleb? Kelb, Kaleb, right? The word for water, right, is also in Ge'ez, is the same as the word for water in Hebrew, right, which is my. In the plural sense of waters is mayi. So it's interesting to understand those things about our linguistics, you know, and about the language right there. Just a little share here. But here, let's touch on this right here, because we didn't present the Amharic and the Hebrew like side by side as we usually do. Therefore, we're going to seek to present at least as we did just right here with the first three verses. Here, this is from the Parallel Bible published in the Jubilee. It was a Jubilee printing, right? 1611, right? And then back in 2011, we published this. We got to do a republish. We caught about one or so typos, right, in it. So ones and ones that have purchased a copy before, link us at the contact at ljs.org, and when we have this updated. It's fairly a minor typo, but we point it out because it says that he who covers up his iniquity will not prosper, like his, you know, sin won't prosper. Like, you know, this is a little falling short. You know, it really disturbed me. You know, that's an old chant. Even though it was a technical, you know, computer kind of thing, still we should have caught it before. But otherwise, I'll say it's still like 90 to 95%. But even 90 to 95%, my earthly father said it's not good. You didn't get 100%. We aim for 100%. But here, today's daily psalm, first three verses of today's daily psalm right here, Psalm 33 by Marinha in the Metzav Kedus, here in the Parallel Bible. We have Psalm 33. Mizmore Dawit Salasa Hulet. Salasa Hulet is actually 32. But Bekinth Wist in the parentheses, the Kinneth is parentheses, Bekinth Wist in parentheses, Salasa Source. We mentioned this before, but briefly to mention this again, in the ancient numbering of Psalms, he had Psalm 10 a couple of days ago, Psalm 9 and 10, in some of the ancient manuscripts also indicated in His Majesty's, the Metzav Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals of the Conquering Lion Tribe of Judah, Revelation 5:5, the Authorized, Revised, and Hard Bible, it points to the ancient pointing. So when we see that there, we know that the ancient manuscripts of Ethiopia are well, well old. Don't let them deceive you. They'll say, oh, this manuscript was only dated at being like in the 1500s. You know why? Because Ethiopia is a country in the Horn of Africa rich with water. And it's not like ancient Egypt, which is dry as dry can be. Let's say it like that. So in a dry land, you could have a manuscript, you know, and it'll last forever because there's no water. Therefore, you know, living creatures that eat and, you know, help things to return to the earth. So many times manuscripts had to be rewritten. You know, they didn't have print or photocopy and all of that. It has to be rewritten by hand. But we can tell of the anciency of the content, even tracing to the Israelites of Ethiopia from King Solomon and the Queen Makeda, the Queen of the South, the Queen of Sheba's time, by the words and the details contained therein. So in His Majesty's Bible, it has an indication that Psalm 9 and 10 was connected, and then many of the Psalms up to roughly around Psalm 140-something, there's like two numberings. Like today's daily psalm is numbered as Psalm 32, but then in the parentheses, it corresponds to the Western Gentile, the latter numbering, Salasa Source. So here, Mezmore, Psalm of Dawit. Mezmore Dawit, like the name Haile Selassie, it is a Ge'ez construct. If this was Amharic construct, it'll be Ye Dawit Mezmor. Ye of Dawit Mezmor. I think we heard one, I don't know if it's our beloved brother priest Isaac, he said that on the truth about Rastafari. He emphasized that Haile Selassie is Amharic name, but no, it's not an Amharic name. It's actually a Ge'ez construct because Haile, not Haile, Haile means my power, Haile, to show the importance of the vowel pointing. Haile means power of, right? So the power of the Trinity, as we have Mezmore. If I said Mezmore, I would say my chant, my psalm. Mezmore, psalm of a chant, Isis of David. Mezmore Dawit, Salasa Hulet, 32, Bekinth Wist, in parenthesis, Salasa Source. Here the superscription is Ye Dawit Mezmor. So the superscription brings out the Amharic right here in Psalm 33, according to the Metzav Kedus. Ye of Dawit, David, Mezmor, a psalm, a chant. Ge'ez, Mezmore, psalm of a chant of Isis of Dawit. So here let's deal with the Hahuhi, like in the Royal Amharic, the Haleha, right? Let's deal with the first three verses right here. Kuter An, verse 1. Sadikan hoy, Megziavir desibalacho, Lekenoch miskana ygeba. Rejoice in Megziavir and sustain, O ye, O your righteous, for praise, Isis, miskana, is comely for the upright. Sadiqan, hoy, Sadiqan. Sadiqan in the Amharic would be saying the righteous ones. In the Hebrew, we say Sadiqim. Sadiqim. Here we have Sadiqan, the ones who are Zadok. Zadok, Sadiqan. Sadiqan, hoy. Hoy is like, is an ancient expression. It's interesting in England, they have the same thing. They say, oi, oi, oi. Right, that oi is almost similar, very similar to this expression like hoy, like oh, right? Oh, righteous, righteous, oh righteous one. Sadiqan hoy. Oh righteous ones, or oh y'all righteous ones. Oh ye y'all righteous ones. Ye means y'all, you all. Sadiqan hoy. Be egziavihir. Be, by way of preposition, by way of in, on, by way of egziavihir, the sustainer. The sustainer, usually translated in many places for the Lord or Yahweh. Be egziavihir, the Ethiopic etymology is the sustainer, the father, the excellent. It's a trinity, the seven letters here. Egziavihir, egziavihir. Exiavihan, and sustainer. Des, des, happiness, joy. Yibelachu, yibelachu. Yibelachu has a sense of literally like to say happiness, to say happy, say happiness. It's interesting because feelings and emotions on a certain level are actually said. We get into detail on that, but the plain translation would be Begziavia des yibelachu, yibelachu, all of y'all, yibelachu, des yibelachu. It's like when we say illil bellu, bellu, a direct command to you all. Illil bellu would be like illil, say illil, illil bellu. Here is Begziavihir desibalachu. In the sustainer, the good, the excellent father, be your happy, be your des. Le kinnoch, le for kinnoch, kinnoch, the kin. Kin is like to say upright. Upright, it also means straightforward. When we say kinnonet, is often translated as integrity, literally straightforwardness. Lekinoch, for the upright, miskana, yigebal, enters in the sense of is proper. Lekinoch, for the upright, miskana, yigebal. Thus the translator in the KJV for praise. So the word for praise here is miskana. But miskana is also the word for thank. Just like the Hebrew, just like the Ibrahist in the Hebrew, the Yehudit, the word for thanks and praise is very intimately connected. Once again, Kutaran, Kutar, number, An, one, first verse, Kutaran, Sadiqan hoy, Begziar desibalachu, Lekenoch miskana yigeba, Kutar hulet. Verse 2, Egziavihrin, be, mesenko, ameskinut, aser autarim balo, be, begena, zemrulet. Praise Egziavihr, the sustainer, with harp. Sing to him with the psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. Egziavihrin, Bemesenko ameskinut aser autarim balo bebegena zemrulet, zemrulet. Now, let's go through this verse 2. Egziavihirin, the sustainer, the good, the excellent father, Egziavihirin, the primordial name of Yahweh. And we say the primordial name before the world, the name of he who be who he be. We learned that from the Lefafa Tzidik, another ancient Ethiopic manuscript that speaks of Egziavihir being his primordial name. And even Judaically, Hebraically, in the teachings, there is the quest for the seven-letter name of Yahweh, of Yahweh, Yahweh, of Jehovah. Egziavihirin be mesenko ameskinut. Egziavihirin. the sustainer, Bet Masenko. So here we have one of the ancient instruments of Dawit and also of the faithful Ethiopians, the Masenko. And on the Masenko, Ames Genut, praise y'all, Miskana y'all, Ames Genut, the T at the end referring to him, praise y'all him, Ames Genut. Now here in the Parallel Bible or the Parallel Psalms, Book of Psalms, where we have the His Majesty the Royal Amharic from the Metzaf Kedus and the KJV side by side, because they are the only two kings that we see in recorded history that had made it their duty, as we have in Torah, that the kings were supposed to do, that publish the Bible during their reign. King James of England and Kadamawi Haile Selassie Negusa Negesa Ethiopia. But let's look at the word Masenko, because here in the KJV it says praise the Lord, it says with harp. Exiabirin be Masenko Ameskinut. Here we have a footnote right here. It's the 33rd footnote in Psalm 33 here in the Parallel Bible printing of the LOJ Society. It says, the Amharic text reads the harp as being the Masenko. Or some might say in the looking at the translation from the English, Masenko. Some might say Masenko. But here is the Masenko, right? Here being referred to as the single-stringed Ethiopian Hebraic musical instrument that's played in the highlands of the African Zion. That's our footer right there. So the Masenko is a single-string Ethiopian Hebraic musical instrument played in the highlands of the African Zion. What's interesting is here in the Hebrew, this verse says, Hodu LaYahuwah B'Kinor. So we have the Kinor, right? They say here in the notes, probably, right, they said the Kinor was a small portable instrument like the lyre. But we know exactly what the Kinor is because the Israelites of Ethiopia carry that Hebraic tradition, and it was preserved in the highlands of Ethiopia. So we have the Masenko. So we know what the Kinor in this context is. Next part of the verse, Asir, Autarim, Balo, Bebegena, Zemru, Let. Sing to him with a psaltery, and an instrument of 10 strings. Here, Asir, 10, Autar. The Autar is a string. Asir, Autarim, the M at the end, and 10 strings, Asir Autarim, Balo, that which has, Begena, on the Begena, Zemru, chant y'all, speaking like to you all, Zemru, right? The Hebrew has Zemru, right? Zemru, let. Here, just hear the Hebrew right here. It says, Bin Nebel, Asor, Asir, Bin Nebel, Asor, Zamru, Lau, So we have in the Hebrew, Zamru, which is speaking to you all, Tzadikan Hoy, right, the Tzadiki, all your righteous ones, upright ones, Zamru. Is linked to mezmor from zamre, zemre. Zemre means to chant, not to sing in the sing sense. There's another word for that. That's the word shir. Here it means to chant, as I and I say, chant Isis. So here we have in the Royal Amharic, be begena, on the begena. KJV calls the begena the psaltery. But what is the psaltery? Well, what is the begena? Be begena, zemru let. Zemru, chant y'all, let to him. Bebegena Zemrulet. Here we have the 34th footnote here. And it says here, the Emperor's Revised Amharic Bible, Negusa Negest, Revised Amharic Bible, the King of Kings, Revised Amharic Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals, Revelation 5:5, has the Ethiopic Hebraic Begena, the Begena, Begena, the 10-stringed musical instrument like the kinnor, already discussed elsewhere in some depth in this present volume. So in this reprinting, we go into more detail elsewhere. But here, verse 3, for the Abu Gida, for the Hahuhi, for the first three right here. Kuter Sos, verse 3. Adis Kene, Tekenulet, Slika. Adis Kenem, Tekenulet. Be Elukam, Melkam, Zimare, Zemru. Sing to him a new song. Adis, Adis, Adis. In the Hebrew, if one's and one's heard, we have the Chadash, Chadash, Chadash. And we also have that in the Royal Amharic, I mean, we also have that in the Ethiopic languages as well. As that comedian, Chadish, Chadish, she's Ethiopian, Eritrean, Ethiopian, Chadish. So here, in the latter form of the language, the Royal Amharic, we have Adis, 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 new, Kinane, Kinane. Kinane is a composition, right? Like a lyric, a relic in that sense. Kinane, Kinane with the mi at the end is more archaic Amharic, and the mi at the end has a sense of an. So Adis Kinane would be saying, and a new song, tekenu, tekenu, compose, compose, let, compose to him, compose a new, like a new relic, a new rhyme in a sense. Adisa kinem tekenu let, be elota. Remember we just mentioned the elota. The elota in the Royal Amharic corresponds to the more archaic, the Hebrew, Tehillim. Tehillim. The Tehillim is what we call the Book of Psalms, right? The cipher, the book, the cipher Tehillim. But we get the true sense of Tehillim here in the Royal Amharic in the Elilta. The Elilta is the high eyes, the high exaltation, or the that's the Elilta. Elil, 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 be Elilta. So the Elilta refers to the Elil. Be Elilta'am. The at the end would be saying and in by way of the Elilta. The Elilta. Melkam. Melkam. Good. Beautifully good. Melkam. It means good. But as you get deeper into the meaning of the word in the Amharic etymology, we can bring it out in English as beautifully good. Melkam, the beautifully good, Zimare. Remember, Zamara, Zamara, Zemre is a chance, the Isis. Zimare, Zimare, Zimare. Melkam, Zimare, Zemru, Zemru. So we have these words that are associated from the Afro-Shemitic root. We have Mezmur, a chant, Isis, an intonation. We have Zimare, Zimare, a chant, a Isis, and Zemru. Zemru is bringing out that sense of to chant. It's like a command. Basically, it's a command to chant, to chant, to chant. Chant down Babylon, but before we do that, we chant Isis to the king, even to the King of Kings. So we're going to pause here due to the time that we have here. Let's just hear, if we can, hear again this on the Royal Amharic. May the speaker, Abraham Chebude, ride up quickly with the English and then get into the Midrash to study from the Hebrew. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
مزمور 32 بقنف 33 يا داوود مزمور عادقان هوي باغزابير دس يبلاتو لقنوچ مسغانا يگبا اغزابيرن بمسنقوا مسغمو عصر اوثارن باللو ببغنا زمرول عديس قني متقنيول بلل تام ملكام زماري زمرو يغزابير قال قنونا سراوم هولو بامنت نونا صدقننا فردن يودان يغزابير شرنت مدرن مولات በእግዚአብሔር ቃል ሰማዮች ጸኑ ሰራዊታቸውም ሁሉ ባፉስትንፋ የባህርን ውሃ እንደራዋት የሚሰበስበው ቀላዮችንም በመዝገቦች የሚያኖራቸው ምድር ሁሉ እግዚአብሔርን ትፍራ በዓለም የሚኖሩ ሁሉም ከርሱ የተነሳ ይደንግጡ እርሱ ተናግሯልና ሆኑ እርሱ አዘዘ ጸኑ እግዚአብሔር የአሕዛብን ምክር ያጠፋል የአሕዛብንም ማሳብ ይመልሳል የእግዚአብሔር ምክር ግን ለዘላለም ይኖራል የልቡም ማሳብ ለልጅ ልጅ ነው እግዚአብሔር አምላኩ የሚሆንለት ሕዝብ ምስጉን ነው እርሱ ለርስቱ የመረጠው ሕዝብ እግዚአብሔር ከሰማይ ተመለከተ የሰውንም ልጆች ሁሉ አየ ከማደሪያው ቦታ ሆኖ በምድር ወደሚኖሩ ሁሉ ተመለከተ እርሱ ብቻውን ልባቸውን የሰራ ሥራቸውንም ሁሉ የሚያስተውል ንጉሥ በሰራዊቱ ብዛት አይድንም ኃያልም በኃይሉ ብዛት አያመልጥም ፈረሱም ከንቱ ነው አያድንም በኃይሉም ብዛት አያመልጥም እነሆ የእግዚአብሔር ዓይኖች ወደሚፈሩት ናቸው በምሕረቱም ወደሚታመኑ ነፍሳቸውን ከሞት ያድን ዘንድ በራብም ጊዜ ይመግባቸው ዘንድ ነፍሳችን እግዚአብሔርን ተስፋ ታደርጋለች ረዳታችንና መጠጊያችን እርሱ ነውና ልባችን በርሱ ደስ ይለዋል በቅዱስ ስሙም ታምነናልና አቤቱ ምሕረትህ በላያችን ትሁን ባንተ እንደታመን
observation as we listen to Abraham Chebure reading the HSV Haile Selassie version, the Metzav Kedus, Book of the Seven Seals of the Conquering Lion, Tribe of Judah, Buddha, David, Kedemari Haile Selassie, Bible. Right there. We noticed that at the same point where it spoke about like the king and the power, and I say even the horse, and it had Haile there as well. But here, as 1 Corinthians chapter 14 says right here, we like to do, put the word, make the word flesh, put the word into actual, walk it out. 1 Corinthians 14:26, it says, how is it then, brethren, when the milch, right? When y'all come together, every one of you hath a psalm, a chant, a mizmor, a isis, hath a doctrine, a teaching, hath a tongue, language, hath a revelation, hath a interpretation. Let all, make all things be done to edifying, to building up, to edifying. Verse 27, if any man speak in an unknown tongue, like a tongue that the congregation don't know, an unknown tongue, let it be by two, or at the most by three, and that by course, and let one interpret. Verse 28, right here. But if there be no interpreter, let him keep silence in the church and let him speak to himself and to God. So here, in teaching right here, like to share right here the English, right, version on the same Kali version right? Give Jah praise for writing for Midrash.
Praise, yes. So then you get stronger, give thanks and praise. So then you live longer, give thanks and praise. God's love is the answer.
One love from the altar. Here, here, here.
Psalm 33. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Praise the Lord with harp. Sing unto him with the psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song. Play skillfully with a loud noise. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. He loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathereth the waters of the sea together as an heap. He layeth up the depth in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the thoughts of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. The Lord looketh from heaven, he beholdeth all the sons of men. From the place of his habitation he looketh upon all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashioneth their hearts alike, he considereth all their works. There is no king saved by the multitude of an host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. An horse is a vain thing for safety, neither shall he deliver any by his great strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For our heart shall rejoice in him, because we have trusted in his holy name. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us, according as we hope in thee, 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 as we hope in thee.
מנו יגורו כל יושבי תבל כי הוא אמר ויהי סביבה ויעמוד אדוני יפיר עשת גויים אין מחשבות עמים עשת אדוני לעולם תעמוד מחשבות יבוא לדור בדור אשרי הגוי אשר אדוני לא עם עם בחר אינה חללו משמיים הביט אדוני ראה את כל בני האדם במכון שלטו השגיע את כל יושבי הארץ היוצר יחד דיבם המבין אל כל מעשיהם אין המלך לא שם ברוך חיל גיבור לא ינצל ברוך כוח שקר הסוס יתשועה ובאוכלו לא ימלט הנה אין אדוני אל יריעיו למי יחלים לחזו להציל ממוות נפשם וחיותם ברעב נפשנו חיכת על אדוני עזרנו מגיננו הוא כי בו ישמח ליבנו כי בשם קודשו בטחנו יחזך אדוני עלינו כאשר יחלנו לך.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm going to share the Midrash and the outro, but just to get to that very verse, number one through verse 16 and 17, and noting the Chayil, power, archaic word for power, overpowering. Some sense it could be violent, like overpowering, like a Chaylenia Nefas, like a strong wind, powerful wind. Here in verse 16, 17 from the Royal Amharic, where it reads in the English, there is no king saved by the multitude of an host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. And horse is a vain thing for safety. Neither shall he deliver any by his great strength. Here, Bamarinya, it says, Ngus besarawi tu bizat aidinim. Chaylim be chaylu bizata ayameltim. Feresim kentuno ayadinim be chaylum bizat ayameltim. Now, a couple of interesting notes right here. Negus King, Besarawitu, Sarawitu, like the Sabah, like Sabaot, right? The Sabaot, he uses that sense of the Sarawit, Besarawitu, by his like workers, Sarah, like to work, but he in the sense of his hosts, his workers in that sense, like the army. Negus Besarawitu, by way of his hosts, Bizat, the enoughness, the Bizat, Aidenim is not Adana to save. Aidenim is not save. Chayalim, remember the word Chayal, here in the Hebrew says, Ein Hamelech Nosha Berab Chayal, Nosha Berab Chayal. Here we have Negus Besarawitu Bizata Aidenim Hayalim Behailu Bizat Ayameltim. The first part and the second part here we have Gibor Lo Yenatel Berab Koach. Now what's interesting right here where it says not delivered, remember the Ayameltim? Right, Ayameltim, Meleta, Meltim. The next verse has this: Sheker Hasusa Litishua Ua Biro Chelo Lo Yemalet, which means like to escape. But here we have this Ayameltim right here to say not delivered. In the Royal Amharic, verse 17, it says, Faresim kentuno ayadinim bechailum bizat ayameltim. A horse, faresim, and a horse, faresim, and the horse, kentuno, is kentu, is vain, no, who it is. Faresim kentuno ayadinim. Well, not yadin, but ayadinim, which means not to save. It was yadin, it'll be saved. Ayadinim is not saved, right? It's not safety. Behailu. Remember the word we have here in the Hebrew? In the Hebrew, it says chelo, right? His power. Right, so today's power in the Amharic is Chailu, his power. And in the Hebrew, slight different pointing, slight different dialect, Chailo. Uberoba Chailo, Lo Yemalek. Here in the Royal Amharic, Be Chailum Bizat Ayameltim. Here we have Lo Yemalek. Malet, to escape. So we have 2-3 points of correspondence right here, both from the archaic, the Hebrew, right, and also in the Metzav Kedus, in that pure language that he has turned to I and I peoples. Yes, I, Rastafari. So here, to the Midrash. Yes, I. This is King Tubby, Prince Jammy, and Scientists.
And here, Midrash, on today's daily psalm, Mizmor Lamed Gimel, Lamed Gamel. Psalm 33, Psalm XXX, I, here, a Midrash, on today's daily psalm, Psalm 33. Sing in the Lord. O ye righteous, the praise of the upright is beautiful. Sing in the Lord, sing in Jehovah, O ye righteous. The praise, the eyes of the upright is beautiful, is itiful. Anu tzadikim by Yahuwah, Lai sharima naiva tehila. These words are to be considered in the light of what Scripture says elsewhere, even in Shir HaSharim, in Song of Songs of Shlomo, Song of Songs of Solomon, Song of Songs 4:11, where it reads, "Thy lips, O my bride, drop honey, 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 honey. Nofeta tiat ofna, shifa totayich kala devash. Thy lips, oh my bride, drop honey. Nofeta tiat ofna. Shifa totayich kala." That is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One. Blessed be He, says to Israel, says to Yisrael, "I love to hear thy voice. Withhold not thy voice from either song of grief or song of joy. Wherefore, Lamaza? Because, according to the words of Shir HaSharim, Song of Songs 2:14, O my dove, thy voice is sweet. Yonati, ki akolech arev. O my dove, Yonati. For thy voice is sweet, thy voice is sweet, for sweet is thy voice, kia kolech arev." When Ha'el, the true God, is told, "Behold, Yaakov, Jacob is singing in grief," Ha'el, the true God, says, "Because of whom? Is it not because of me?" Whether Jacob sings in grief or sings in joy, it is gladness for me. It is gladness for I. As is said even in Yirmiyahu and Ermias in Jeremiah 31:7. "Thus saith the Lord, when Jacob sings out, it is gladness." Here in the Sefer Yirmiyahu, we find this in Jeremiah 31:6. "For thus saith the Lord, sing with gladness for Jacob. Ki koh hamar Yahuwah ranu le Yaakov simcha. Anu le Yaakov simcha." Sing with gladness for Jacob when Yaakov sings out. Anu le Yaakov simcha. It is gladness. It is simcha, simcha, simcha. Gladness. Thus, therefore, Scripture says, "Thy lips, O my bride, drop honey." Why, here in the KJV, Song of Songs 4:11, "Thy lips, O spouse, drop the honeycomb." Nofet ki ofna sifa to tayich. This means the song of thy lips and thy tongue. In the same verse, Ha'el, the true God Elohim, says, "Honey and milk are under thy tongue. Devash avir chalav tachata le shonaik shonech." under thy tongue, tachat lishonech. Honey and milk under thy tongue. Devash v'chaleb tachat lishonech. And the roof of thy mouth? Ha'el, the true good, the true God says, the roof of thy mouth is like the best wine. Yehi Shir HaShirim, Song of Songs, 7 and 10. The roof of thy mouth is like the best wine. V'chikech k'yayin ha'tov, and the roof of thy mouth like the best wine. V'chikech k'yayin ha'tov, and thy throat, it is written even in Psalm 149, verse 6, where it reads, let make the high praises of God be in their throat. Romot el biagironam, may the high praises, the high eyes of El, true good, true God, be in their mouth, be in their throat. Romot el biagironam. All men sing, the righteous sing, as it says, sing in Jehovah, O ye, O y'all righteous. Anu tzadikim b'Yahuwah. The wicked, the righteous sing, as is said even in Eob, in Job 20 and 5. The song of the wicked, of the ratchet, is short. Ki rinata rishaim mikarov. That the triumphing of the wicked, the song of the wicked, of the ratchet, the rishaim, is short. Ki rinata rishaim mikarov. So we find that Pharaoh sang when Moses and Aaron first came to him. He said in the words of Shemot, the words of Exodus 5 and 2, who is the Lord? Vayomer Paro, Mioa. And Pharaoh said, who is Jehovah? Vayomer Paro, Mioa. Me, Yehovah, who is Jehovah? But after he received his due, he began to sing, even in the words of Shemot, the words of Exodus 9:27, the Lord is righteous, and I and my people are wicked. Yahuwah Adik Vani V'ami HaRishayim. Jehovah is righteous, and I and my people are ratchet, are wicked. Yahuwah Adik Vani V'ami HaRishayim. For HaRishayim, for the wicked, the ratchet, HaRasha, do not sing to him until he brings plagues upon them. Not so, Hatzadikim, not so the righteous. Note that it is not written here, even here, in today's daily song, Mizmor Lamed Gimel, Psalm 33, Mizmor Lamed Gamel. It is not written here, sing to the Lord, O ye righteous, but sing in the Lord, O ye, O your righteous. Anu tzadikim b'Yahuwah. Here, in today's daily psalm, it's not written la Yahuwah, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah, but Baya, Baya, Wa, In, Sha, Ho, Anu, Adikim, Baya, Wa, is written here. Sing, Anu, In, Sha, Ho, Baya, Wa, O ye, O your righteous, Adikim. That is, no matter when. Hatzadikim, the righteous see Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'el Elohim. They sing, Anu, Tzadikim, Bayahuwah. Sing, in Shahova, O ye, O your Tzadikim, O your righteous. And here, Midrash Note, the Midrash Note on today's daily song. That is, the righteous sing to Jehovah, not only when they have a request to make of him in their own behalf, but also at every manifestation, of Kavodo, of Kavru, of his glory. Thus, it is said, even in Shemot, even in Exodus 14:31, Israel saw the great walk, the great work that the Lord did. Vayae Yisrael eta hayad hagdola asher asa Yahuwah, and Israel saw the great walk, the great work that Jehovah did. Vayae Yisrael eta hayad hagdola asher asa Yahuwah. Yes, they began to sing. As was said even in Shemot in Exodus 15:1, where it reads, then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song. Az Yashir Moshe Uvene Yisrael Eta Hashira Hazot. Then sang Moshe and the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, the Israelites, this song. Az Yashir Moshe Uvene Yisrael Eta Hashira Hazot La Yahuwah to Jehovah. Thus, also scripture says, even in Vayikra, in Leviticus 9:23-24, and Moses and Aaron went into the tent of meeting, and the glory of the Lord appeared to all the people, and there came forth fire from before the Lord. And when all the people saw it, they sang out. Vayavo Moshe ve'aheron el ohel moed vayayetzua vayavarkua et ha'am vayera k'vodi yahuwah el kol ha'am. And Moses and Aaron went into the tent of meeting. Vayabo Moshe ve'aheron el ohel moed and came out. Vayayetzu and blessed the people. Vayabarku et ha'am, and the glory of Jehovah appeared to all the people. Vayayera kovodi Yahuwah il kol ha'am. And when all the people saw it, they sang out. And there came forth a fire from before Jehovah. from before the Lord. Vatetzeya Esha Milisnei Yehovah. And there came forth fire from before Jehovah. Vatetzeya Esh Milisnei Yehovah. Vayar Kol Ha'am Vayaronu Vayaronu. And when all the people saw it, they shouted o'er. And when all the people saw it, they sang out. Vayar Kol Ha'am Vayaronu Vayaronu. Thus also observe that in the time that I was Shlomo, of Solomon, of Solomon, it is written, even in 2 Chronicles 7:3. And when all the children of Israel saw how the fire came down and the glory of Jehovah up on the house, they worshiped and praised the Lord, saying, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever, for his mercy endureth forever. V'kol b'nei Yisrael aroim b'aredeta ha'esha u'kavodi yaw al ha'bayita v'yikareua ha'bayim arza al ha'ritza v'ya yishatachuwa v'hodota layahua ki tov ki le'olam hasdo. And when all the B'nai Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the Israelites, saw how the fire came down and the glory of Jehovah upon the house, they bowed themselves with their faces to the ground upon the pavement and worshipped and praised Jehovah for good, for his mercy forever, his mercy forever. We call B'nai Yisrael Roim B'redeta Ha'esha. And the glory of Jehovah upon the house, they bowed themselves with their faces to the ground upon the pavement and worshiped and praised Jehovah for good, for his mercy forever, his mercy forever. We call B'nai Yisrael Roim B'redeta Ha'esha U'kavodi Yaw Al Ha'bayita Wa'yikare U'a Apayim Arza Al Ha'ritfa Wa'yishatach U'a W'chodota Layaw Ki Tov Ki Le'olam Hasdo. Hence, hear, 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 it is said, sing in Jehovah, O ye, O your righteous, Anu Tzadikim Bayahuah. All sing before him, heaven and the earth, the sun and the moon, the stars and the angels and the angels, as is said, even in the words of Psalm 148, verses 1, 2, and 3. Praise ye, praise y'all the Lord from the heavens. Praise ye, praise him in the heights. Praise ye, praise y'all him, all his angels, all his angels. Praise ye him, sun and moon, praise him, all ye, all your stars of light, own, and the glory of Jehovah upon the house. They bow themselves with their faces to the ground upon the pavement, and worship and praise Jehovah for good, for his mercy forever, his mercy for I've. We call B'nai Yisrael Roim B'redeta Ha'esha U'kabodi Yao Al Ha'bayita Wa'yikare U'apayim Arza Al Ha'ritfa Wa'yisha Tachwu With Hodota Layao Kitob Kil Olam Hasdo. Hence, hear, 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 it is said, sing in Jehovah, O ye, O your righteous, Anu Tzadikim Bayahuah. Oh, sing before him, heaven and the earth, the sun and the moon, the stars and the angels and the angels, as is said, even in the words of Psalm 148, verses 1, 2, and 3. Praise ye, praise y'all the Lord from the heavens. Praise ye, praise him in the heights. Praise ye, praise y'all him, all his angels, all his angels. Praise ye him, sun and moon, praise him. All ye, all your stars of light. And here, here, Mizmor Kof Mem Chet, Kof Mem Chet, Psalm 148. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Ti Yehovah, Mina Hashemayim. Hallelujah. Bama Romim, Hallelujah, Kola Malakai, Hallelujah, Kola Obayo, 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 Hallelujah, Shemesh Ve'yareyach, Hallelujah. Hola, kokre or. Hallelujah. Praise ye, cha. Hallelujah. Praise y'all, he who be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Etiyoah, Nina Hashemayim. Praise y'all, Jehovah. From the heavens. Hallelujah. Bamir Romim. Praise y'all him in the heights. Hallelujah. Kola Malakayo. Praise y'all him, all ye his angels. Hallelujah. Kola Tzevayo. Praise y'all him, all his hosts. Hallelujah, praise you, Elohim Shemesha, with Yariach, sun and moon. Hallelujah, praise you, Elohim. Kola kokrei or, oh ye, oh your stars of light. And even though all sing before him, it is the song of Hatzadikim, the song of the righteous and the upright, that is most beautiful, most eightiful to him. As is said even here in Mizmor Lamed Gimel Lamed Gamel, sing in Jehovah, O ye, O your righteous. The praise, the eyes of the upright is beautiful. The praise of the upright is eightiful. Anu Tzadikim by Yahuwah Laisharima Nawa Tehillah. Rejoice, sing, rejoice, Ranu, in Jehovah ye righteous, Ranu, Tzadikim by Yahuwah Laisharim Nawa Tehillah. Praise Isis is comely, is beautiful for the upright. Lai Sharim Nawa Tehillah. The praise of the upright is beautiful. Nawa, Nawa, Nawa. Lai Sharim Nawa Tehillah. Praise Jehovah with harp. Sing to him a new song. Hodu la Yahuwah b'kinor. Shiru lau shir hadash. Sing to him a new song, y'all. Shiru lau shir hadash. Hear the eight parts of verses 2 and 3 of today's daily song. Sing to him a new song, to him who did a new thing. Sing to him a new song. Shiru lau shir chadash, to him who did a new thing. For he left the heavens and made his presence, his face, his perception, his presence to dwell on the earth, on the earthly plane, saying, even in the words of Shemot of Exodus, Exodus 25 and 8, where it reads, let them, make me, make I a sanctuary, that I may dwell among them. Make them, make I a sanctuary, that I may dwell among them. V'asu liya mikdasha, v'shakanti b'tokam, and make them, make I a sanctuary. V'asu liya mikdash, that I may dwell among them, and I will dwell. V'shakanti b'tokam, and I will dwell. V'shakanti amongst them, in their midst. B'tokam v'asu liya mikdash, v'shakanti b'tokam. Thank you.